1-800-938-3738.
Lives on the line in Haiti while healthcare hangs in the balance back home. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between on a little show called America Tonight. Hope you and yours are safe and warm wherever you are. Boy, the need to reach out to family becomes quite clear when you see those vivid images that are emanating from Haiti, I think. And there's lots of controversy surrounding donations, what to do with the people, the survivors, the 1.5 million homeless roaming the streets, the looters, the sad tales that are emerging of the people on the ground in Haiti and the people trying to get to the people who desperately need help in that country. We will talk about it. We'll talk about what Americans have done, and we'll talk about some of the controversial aspects of what's happening there. But before we do that, we want to talk about controversy. I'll be the swizzle stick here. The Massachusetts Senate race is absolutely going down to the wire. Martha Coakley in one corner as the Democratic candidate for the Senate seat opened up because of the death of Ted Kennedy. In the other corner, the Republican, yeah, I said Republican, Scott Brown. Since the early 70s, the Democrats have held on to the Senate seats in a very liberal, liberal Massachusetts. The bluest of the blue. There's a chance that not only can the game change because a Republican takes over, but it changes in a much bigger way than you would think if you weren't playing along. And when I say that, here's what I mean. When the Massachusetts voters go to vote all day Tuesday, and then the votes are tallied, if the polls, for what that's worth, are even a little bit correct, as the Republican is neck and neck, supposedly, with the Democrat, that will change the game dramatically for health care. Because it's clear the Republican candidate, Brown, says, no way am I voting for, at the 41st vote, rather, am I voting for this version of health care reform, while Coakley, of course, is going to play along. So what's happened is the president and others with high profiles in the Democratic Party are running to her aid. Supposedly, she ran a very weak campaign in the short amount of time that they had to do this. So now others are trying to get the voters fired up for her and for this election, trying to get them to come out. So you think that, you think clearly there is a problem, Washington, if you have a state like Massachusetts and there's actually conversation of people not voting for the Democrat because they don't like health care reform. They don't like this piece of legislation. It is tight. This is the seat held by Ted Kennedy. In a state where registered Democrats outnumbered Republicans, you ready for this? 3-1. What does that say about this administration, excuse me, and Obama's support? What is Plan B? Today, earlier, I happened to catch this. Here's what one congresswoman said. Again, here's what Congresswoman Alison Schultz said.
Again, I think that there will be every effort to try and go ahead with 60 votes. There is a sitting senator from Massachusetts. So until the new senator is sworn in, Massachusetts is represented by a U.S. senator. And we will move forward if we can to get this done. It was always our goal to move forward in the next couple of weeks in any case. And of course, really, we set up the possibility that we needed to really go with a majority vote rather than the supermajority of 60 votes. You know, let me say this. I think that what matters to the American people is that we have actually had a very public debate about what is in this legislation. There's nothing backroom about this.
All right, yeah, there's nothing backroom about this. Give me a break. Everybody and their brother was in there putting their hand out for My Vote's for Sale. Give this to my state and I'll do it. By the way, that was Allison Schwartz, the congresswoman that you just heard there. There is a high anxiety on the Hill is what it is. And this state senator has tapped into voter anger absolutely over federal spending to pull dead even with the Democrat. And he says he would absolutely vote against Obama's health care bill. And that would rob the Democrats of their 60-vote majority. You heard the explanation of, oof, what do you do after that? So the scenarios that emerging would require House Democrats to accept a bill the Senate passed last month despite their objections to a ton of the parts of it. Obama could sign it into law without another Senate vote needed. They could do that. House leaders then would urge the Senate to make changes later. That's nice, huh? Under a complex plan, that's the best way to describe it, or a hoodwinking plan that would require only a simple majority. So, I mean, this is, I think Mitch McConnell from Kentucky nailed it. He's saying that this deal in Massachusetts is more like a national referendum on health care. And if it's unpopular in Massachusetts, I agree. It's unpopular everywhere. You heard what I said. Democrats absolutely outnumber the Republicans 3-1 in that state. People could walk around like the avatars. They could be blue. I mean, that's how that state rolls. There's no question. I was stunned weeks ago when I heard that there was a possibility of this getting close. So you've got Democrats and Republicans trying to get the word to vote, get the vote out. Everybody who's anybody in either one of the parties has descended on that state. And you have both of the candidates working round the clock, of course. I already mentioned the president showed up. We'll see whether or not it's business as usual in Massachusetts or there's a changing of the guard. And, wow, what an ironic thing that would be if Ted Kennedy, for all those 40-plus years, his agenda was health care reform, and that was his push. He dies before the vote comes down, and ultimately his seat is filled by a Republican. Can you imagine the shockwaves that would be sent all the way from Massachusetts to the Capitol steps? And that's exactly what could play out here, because there's no question that the agenda's in big, big trouble. And the Democrats are trying desperately to pass health care quickly. But there's a good chance of this loss in Massachusetts, and I think it's going to be too late. They'd have to line up all the contracts, and when I say contracts, see, even I'm going there. You think there's any special interest in Washington backdoor deals? They have to line up all the ducks in a row and just ram it through, which is what they were trying to do, but it's too late for that. By the time this vote goes down and is counted, that vote will be huge for Massachusetts. Trust me, my friends. Coming up on the flip side, more odds and ends on things that are creating a lot of buzz around this country.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and OxySilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
It's interesting with what's happened in Haiti and, of course, the press, the full court press for health care reform. What's actually gotten lost, and I hope it hasn't gotten lost in the minds of you, the American people, is what's going on with the Fort Hood massacre and Major Hassan, the prosecution and the investigation, and that's all kind of getting whitewashed. So the Pentagon did their own separate investigation, and they were careful as to what they put out, if that makes any sense. And that has infuriated the congressman in that area in Killeen, Texas, where Fort Hood is. John Carter is his name. He's a Republican. He blasts the Department of Defense report, says it was, he didn't use these words, but basically I'm going to sum it up for him and make it sound better. It totally reeked. It absolutely missed the point, missed the boat. And then he talked about expanding the Whistleblower Protection Act to include the military so that when something wasn't right, when you had all these superiors saying that something was wrong with Major Hassan, but nobody stepped up to the plate and they didn't really investigate it, that wouldn't happen again moving down the road. And he's introducing that as legislation, which probably is not going to be super popular. So I caught him on one of the cable shows, and here's his little twist on that.
Well, it looks like when we're clearly talking about an instance of a radical Islamic terrorist, he may be self-radicalized. We don't know that. But to avoid mentioning, I would say, radical Islamic terrorists as a subject matter of part of that report, at least somewhere mentioned in that report. I think it's just another example of this fear we have of saying the wrong thing that might offend someone, that I would argue was one of the major causes of the reason of this these mid-range managers overlooking these issues with this soldier. It was because they were afraid to be accused of profiling somebody.
Yeah.
But in reality, we have to look at people and we have to say what we've got so we know what to look for.
So you
this is just normal police work. Right now, the Whistleblower Protection Act, as it relates to the Army, has to do with sexual offenses, and very properly so. And I don't think that we should... I think we miss something if we don't allow them to speak out when they see behavior that could ultimately result in disruption or possibly an event like what happened at Fort Hood. And to be afraid to speak out about because of someone's race or religion or whatever it is, when their behavior is clearly out of line for fear of some kind of punishment of some sort, or maybe not promotion, we've got to have a whistleblower act which allows them and encourages them to speak out and say, this behavior is wrong. This is not going to hurt anybody. This is going to help us know what's going on in the ranks of the Army.
I know that's a great fair or foul question, and I put it that way because I think there are a lot of people that would disagree with what he has to say as far as the whistleblowing is concerned, for fear that, okay, all of a sudden everybody's a rat and they're pointing fingers in places where they shouldn't. But I kind of, well, I don't kind of, I definitely lean in his direction. I'll be curious to see how far that legislation goes. I don't think the legislation will go all the way through. However, it's an interesting suggestion that Congressman Carter makes. Why do we continue to whitewash over what are clearly, in some cases, the facts? And the facts were what they were with Major Hassan, that people knew that something wasn't right, that he seemed, quotes, to use that word, radicalized. So if he seems radicalized, if I seem radicalized and people start, and I'm working, and I'm in some studio somewhere and I'm working with 50, 60, 70 people, and I'm starting to scare them, does anybody report me? Does anything happen that, you know, I'm talking about not liking my status in the United States and wanting to do something about it and whatever? Does anybody say anything? Am I questioned about it? Yes, I guarantee, yes, I would be. That's in the private sector. But what happens in the military? What happens on military bases? What kind of code is there? Are you breaking a code? Do they feel like they're being, do they feel like they're discriminating against, in the case of Major Hassan, against him? But clearly his report was there for everybody to see when he was supposed to be talking about what he was studying on mental illness. He went off in a whole wild direction about how wrong it was to have soldiers going to Iraq and Afghanistan who were devout Muslims, and people could see that things weren't right with him. So I think the congressman's right. There should be the freedom for the people who are serving, because, hey, let's face it, do we want another incident on the base? Do we want soldiers who don't feel safe in their own country? I mean, it's ridiculous. And yet the whole thing goes away right now. The Fort Hood massacre, all that just goes away. Poof. Remember that day, how awful that was? What about those families? Poof, goes away. And something else takes its place. I'm going to keep railing on trying to find out what happened at Fort Hood and what's happening on the investigation, because just like 9/11, I think you have to be vigilant when you see something that's not right. You just don't drop the ball on it and move on to the next, deal. I think there are a lot of people that are owed some explanations, and so far the trail of what's going on with the investigation is bogus. Mark in New York, you have the floor. Hello.
Okay, God bless you for that sneeze, honey. That was cute. You know, I was going to talk about something, but hey, since you brought it up, I'll talk about it, sneezing. when people, it's mostly women, when they sneeze like that real cute, I always ask them, did it hurt? And they say, why? I said, well, you seem like you're holding it back now. Myself, Kate, I got sneezing down to a science. When I feel it coming out of my nose, I stop breathing through my nose. I get up, I put my back against the wall, and I start breathing through my mouth, and I fill my lungs up, and then I let it go. Oh, and then I let it go. I could open up doors, padlock.
With your sneeze.
Yeah. Yeah. But doesn't that hurt when you quaint it, you know, oh, how, you know, quaint little sneeze? It seems like it hurts. Let it go, Kate, man. We don't mind. You know?
Just sneeze and cough and heck up your lungs on the air.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, nobody's around.
I think as I was talking about Ted Kennedy's seat, that somebody came, did something to me. It was some kind of freaky thing, a freaky moment on the air because of what I was saying about health care reform.
Oh, so, speaking of Kennedy's seat, if I had won that race, first of all, I wouldn't even sit in it. I'd make him take it out with the desk, and I'd put a lounge chair with an ottoman and go to sleep, and every time my name came up, I'd say, no, no.
No.
Lamar, no. No.
I get your point, touche. If there is something so ironic about this deal, though, Dave, that the special election could really change what's happening with health care reform. I mean, this is like the Cowboys trying to score on Sunday. It's just not happening. They keep trying every way they can in this version on the Senate to try to ram it through, to get it through, get it through, get it through, get it to that vote. And they keep getting stopped at a couple of different turns. And this is a big one. I can't wait to see what happens in Massachusetts. Thanks for the call there in New York. Hey, you know what? What is the proper etiquette, Nat, for sneezing? How do you sneeze? Do you blow doors down like Mark does in New York?
I'm not that bad. I don't hold it in, but I think I'm not as loud as I could be because I used to be frightened by my dad as a child. I still remember this one time. I don't know how old I was, probably like 5 or 6. We were at Disney World in Orlando waiting for the monorail, and he sneezed so loud that there were people that hit the floor. It was that loud.
Are you kidding me?
I am not lying.
Were you mortified as a kid?
Oh, yeah. It used to scare me. I'd jump up and I'd grab onto people. So if you were at Disney World, like 89, 90, something like that, I don't even know when it was, but that was my dad.
Yeah, he apologizes for his dad's behavior. We don't apologize for our conversations here in America tonight. We got more of them coming up in 3.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
If this is real life, if this is just fantasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Cause it's easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Killed a man, I put a gun against his head, pull my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun.
Wow, what a great version of that song, no doubt. You know the group, of course, famous for it, Queen. But this is, I like this one. Ripped from Queen that many years ago in the 70s. Pretty decent. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on these airwaves. America Tonight, the name of the show. We've talked about a couple of different things, including what's happened at Fort Hood, the massacre, not to forget it, as I said. And it seems as though everything is just getting shoved under the rug. Granted, they're doing an investigation, supposedly they, being the military. The Pentagon came up with their own investigation. What seems to be missing is how do you stop this from happening in the future? You know, right when something happens and days later and you've got every senator, congressperson jumping on it, lots of ugly headlines, how did this happen, all that stuff, there is intense pressure. Then that pressure lets up when something else happens because people move on to whatever it is. The world and the nation is full of people with ADD. But let's hope that people don't forget about the people that were slaughtered at Fort Hood. And I think that there should be a protection in place, whether you want to call it whistleblower, whatever. If something funky, wrong is going down, if something is absolutely, positively not adding up with somebody, why shouldn't somebody on the base be able to say something and not be afraid of repercussions for that? Because they may save lives. If it turns out it's bogus, and especially the way the military deals with things and the pact among the guys, I think they can handle it. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Okay. I just got a couple statements on football, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're doing some pretty heavy subjects. I thought I'd lighten it up a bit, okay?
That's good. Go ahead.
First of all, I'm glad to see Dallas out. I'm glad to see that sort of handed in their own butts and sling after what they did to your Eagles.
Sweet, thank you. Do we have some applause for that? Tom sticking up for my Eagles in a roundabout way. Woo! Tom, you get huge praise from this show for saying that. Thanks.
And second of all, if the Jets aren't careful, they might get another fan.
They might get another fan?
Yeah. What have they done? They've gone on the road 3 weeks in a row and won 3 weeks in a row?
Absolutely. Oh, I love the Jets. Jets, Jets, Jets. I think it's incredible. Mark Sanchez, the young quarterback, beating San Diego. Now they move on to Indianapolis and the Colts. Can you imagine if they go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, where do you think their chances are in Indy? Do you think they hit the wall this week, or do you think they keep it rolling?
Such a good question, because I'm for the underdog, so I want to see, I don't, nothing against Indianapolis, but I would love to see the Jets beat Indy and set it up for possibly a Vikings-Jets Super Bowl, but I their chances are iffy. You know what I'm going to say? I'm just going to commit to you, Tom. I'm going with the Jets. I am picking the Jets right here and now. Even though the probabilities, when you go to the matchups and you look at Peyton Manning versus Mark Sanchez and a loud dome again, really they slant in favor of Indianapolis, but there's something about momentum. Maybe the Jets just man up and they have that game and some turnovers go their way and they slay the dragon. So I'm going with the Jets.
Well, thank you. There's other subjects I'd like to ask you about. I'll think those for another evening.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the phone call. Sadly, Tom, nobody did nail the score. Don't forget, we will do nail the scores. We're down to those four teams. We will do that on Thursday in our third hour. Let's go to Kate in Missouri. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Kate. I'm going to change my name to Izzy so we don't have confusion here.
No, that's okay. No worries.
Okay. Real quick, on the vote in Massachusetts, did you happen to read what Ed Schultz from MSNBC said?
He was upset, obviously, about, first of all, because he thinks the progressives are getting screwed up in this and the bill. He doesn't like this version of health care reform because it doesn't have a public option in it.
Well, he's just a union hack, for starters. But when he says, I tell you what, and I'm quoting this from the Washington Times,
mm-hmm.
I tell you what, if I lived in Massachusetts, I'd try to vote 10 times. I don't know if they'd let me or not, but I'd try to. Yeah, that's right. I'd cheat to keep these bastards out. I would, because that's exactly what they are. And I'm like, he's encouraging voter fraud. And, you know, in Missouri, and I was so vocal about this, we had voter fraud. Because we went right behind Acorn on voter registration. We found 200-plus people that were not legally registered to vote. They were dead.
Oh, that's ridiculous, yeah.
And that was during the Obama campaign and election. I mean,
during the election, last election, yeah.
And nobody investigated voter fraud, and it was so rampant. And I think if they had investigated, they'd have found Obama lost by a great margin just on voter fraud. And the other thing I wanted to touch on was military. I'm 21 years Army retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with putting a whistleblower act into the military. What it needs to happen is the politicians stay out of the military. We used to have a great military, but mm-hmm. now we just pander to everybody that whines. And what they're doing with this Hassan character is just outrageous. He should be tried immediately, then shot. Period. I mean,
I like the way you think. I'm sorry, I agree with you on that last part. And
he committed
it's interesting.
A crime.
Yeah,
it was premeditated. There were signs, and now we're going to say, "Oh, poo, poo, poo. We can't offend the Muslims." The hell we can't. They are now our enemies, and in the military, you can't afford this. And we have the UCMJ to go by. So when the politicians get the hell out of the military, we'll go back to being a really good military and quit pandering to everybody that whines. I'm sorry. I'm really
sweet.
Tough on that.
That deserves some applause. Can we have some applause for Kate in Missouri? She is fired up. I love when people get fired up on the show. And, hey, you have the military background. Thanks for serving. And, okay, that's a different perspective. I understand. Thanks, Kate. I understand what she's saying. That I do agree with that, though, by the way. The part of the problem is the interference with the politicians and the games that are being played. I say this all the time about the wars. She's right. Why you have the generals in place, they're the ones that are on the ground. It's become too much politics and not enough about whatever the invasion, the fight is, the surge, all that stuff. You can't do this. You can't do that. The military has become too enwrapped with politics, but of course it's the budgets and the schmoozing, and I'm a president who gives more, wants more in the budget for defense. I want this. She's right. It's really, really gunked things up. The reason I like what the congressman was saying is because he was saying that how ridiculous is it that you had people who knew and didn't say. So that's the question, Kate. Why didn't they say? For fear of what? Of appearing to be racist, of profiling, anti-Muslim. Why wouldn't they step forward? We say this all the time. It's like any religious group, the fanatical of any group, Christians, of anybody that you could take, just think about it. So in the case of Muslims, we know there's peaceful Muslims that have nothing to do with radicalized jihadist scumbags who want to kill people, kill Americans, kill Westerners, kill folks in the UK, whatever. Of course, there is a difference. But once somebody becomes that radical, once somebody becomes that unhinged, it's like the example is exactly like somebody at the workplace who's just gone south. That's the old joke, no offense to the postal people, all of them have heard it, but it's going postal because there were those sad stories where you had people who worked for the post office who came back in anger and shot people that they worked with. So that coined that phrase, going postal. And somebody, or not just somebody, a bunch of people knew that things were absolutely not right with Major Hassan, who, by the way, was treating people, who went through the program, who was put on the base in Killeen, who was getting orders to go overseas, and yet nothing was done. If something was done in time, see, it's about that inaction. Why is it always reaction? Why are we always reacting to things that happen? Why is it never something proactive? Well, I love it when it is. Oh, we caught so-and-so because we were able to assimilate in the mosque, and we got the punk in Dallas who was going to try to blow up a building. We got the guy who was going to try to blow up a subway. We nailed these people who were trying to hack into the Department of Justice computers or whatever. But too often we're reacting to the horrible things that are happening instead of being in front of the curve. It'd be better to have the ratio more in front of the curve, than behind it, wouldn't it? Think about it. 800-259-5791. Don't go away.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His Pure Pungent Mint Oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
No attorneys to plead my case, no lawyers to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah.
About what's happening in Massachusetts. I just want to say, too, I like that phone call with Kate. I love it when someone's, like, so fired up about an issue. And the Fort Hood thing, I don't blame her. They need to blow the lid off that. She did call back in, and we don't allow double dipping. You know, that old ice cream term, double dipping. And mentioned to Matt that, of course, somebody wants to, that the military has certain get-along rules, as we all know. And you're trying to move up in rank, and so, of course, you don't want to be marked by ratting someone. That's what I said earlier. I didn't say marked, but you didn't want to rat somebody out. But that's why the congressman was suggesting if you could give them protection, and they could be anonymous or whatever, and which ultimately, if you accuse somebody of something, you couldn't. How could you be completely anonymous? A whistleblower is always eventually exposed, but I guess for... If they said they had a whistleblower protection and that act was extended to the military, then they wouldn't be able to hold someone back. But still, there still would be some flaws because of the system and because of the reaction of other people. However, with this Major Hassan, can you imagine? I mean, I think of those people who were stunned, who had no clue and had no way to protect themselves. That were literally killed on a base in the United States. It's, to me, it's just so outrageous. I'm stunned that they're, that all of a sudden this is, I guess I shouldn't be stunned because I've done this long enough. But once again, it gets shoved into a corner, and I think that there needs to be cries for more. Hey, what are you doing about this? What's happening here? What's going to happen on this base? What's going to happen on other bases to assure people who are being recruited in our voluntary military are at least guaranteed that they're not going to be shot and killed on the base? You know, that's just, it's downright one of the worst stories, I think, of last year, one of the worst things that happened. And there were some stunners, but that took the cake, no question. And still, where are those people, the families today? Imagine. This was an interesting story out of the Washington Post that I thought I would throw in here as we're racing toward the end, because it falls in line with my ideology or philosophy or whatever. The Washington Post did a story on most Americans saying they wanted a smaller government. However, what the Washington Post story did not say about its own poll was exactly that. They did this story, and then they didn't stick the poll in. You know, basically somewhere down below the 10th paragraph of the story, the poll, the quote was, the poll also shows how much ground Obama has lost during his first year of trying to convince the public that more government is the answer to the country's problems by 58% to 38%. Americans said they prefer smaller government and fewer services to larger government with more services. And isn't that interesting? 58 to 38%. And this was the Washington Post ABC News poll, too, showing that there was growing disappointment or polarization over Obama's performance. And it was glaring that they didn't have mention of that fact, that the poll found that number, 58% of Americans. That's a stunner, almost 60%. Saying that they favor a small government that gives you less services, bravo for the people who took that poll. There is no question I think we would be better off in a more Jeffersonian approach with smaller government. The problem is the special interests, the power, the red tape. I could go on and on. We could break down agencies. And we look at the Federal Reserve. We look at the problems that we're having with our monetary system and the definite scares over what the future holds. And I think less is better. Less is more, as the quote is. Less is more would be better in this country. And I think people have had enough. This is why you're seeing the situations like Massachusetts, or you're also hearing of other people who know they're getting pounded and have no chance of re-election stepping aside, not going for re-election because of the fallout over what's happened, most of it over health care reform, but other things as well. But I think health care reform has been one of those things that with the Obama administration, you know, the progressives aren't happy, the liberals, that, and that's what you just heard. Ed Schultz, who really waves the progressive banner, going off on what a sham he thinks, and he's done it for a while, what a sham he thinks the health care is, because it doesn't promise what it should promise. In his words, he thinks there should be the public option. So there are a lot of people, all sides around this, who are not thrilled with the news of the deals suddenly for votes the last second. I mean, hey, yes, certainly deals, we're not naive to this, certainly backdoor deals are made, but it was so in our face that all of a sudden, wow, we have this many votes because we promised to give Nebraska this. They don't have to worry when the Medicare goes up because they're covered. We got them covered. But the rest of us aren't covered. And it's just it's flat out wrong. There's way too much politics, way too much interference. Smaller absolutely would be better. And also, the democracy would be a much better machine if it ran that way. But I'm afraid the powertrain has left the station a long time ago. And make no mistake about it, the people, many of the people that are elected, that are representing us in Washington, because always remember, the government is about you and me. It's we the people. The agenda is the same. The agenda is to play for the next election. It's always about getting reelected, trying to walk on eggshells, trying to please many masters, which you can never please all of the people all of the time. So that's the kind of representation that you get. They play to whatever the constituents are, what they believe the constituents want. And you can see with the reaction to health care, all the way across the board, it has absolutely missed the mark and infuriated many, many Americans. Americans who traditionally have voted Democratic want to vote Republican now. You have calls for the third party, which is what I think. I think we need something different, something fresh in this country, and a third party would be a great way to go. If you want to break up some of the well-oiled machine, get some fresh blood in there, and better, stronger representation. You know, even if somebody across the board, even if somebody that I voted for to represent me, I'll say me, to represent my state in Washington, you know that we wouldn't 100% agree. But what about having people who stand for something, who say what they believe and can actually get up and tell you why they're voting a certain way and willing to take the responsibility when something happens? It's that lack of responsibility and trying to gloss over everything. And the reason is to play for those next years, is to play for the next election. Could be a different ball game, however, when the voters hit the polls a couple of hours from now in Massachusetts. I can't wait to see the results there.
I'm stupid. You're smart. You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast at that.